The State Department says it will work as quickly as possible to review the emails that former Secretary Hillary Clinton turned over last year, but combing through all 55,000 pages could take months. Clinton says she's asked the department to make the emails public, hoping to tamp down the controversy that erupted this week. It turns out she used a personal server for all of her correspondence while she was Secretary of State. Watchdogs and Republicans are not satisfied, and as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that puts both Clinton and President Obama in a tricky situation.
An email review that drags on for months is not exactly what Hillary Clinton's political advisors would have wanted, just as the former Secretary of State prepares for what's expected to be the launch of a 2016 presidential campaign. Democratic strategist Chris Lehane says the review keeps the focus on Clinton's lack of transparency, even if, in the end, the emails themselves are not all that interesting.
One of the most important principles in crisis management is try to put all the information out as best you can in one fell swoop in order to avoid the drip, drip, drip.
The Obama administration has broken that rule repeatedly when it comes to the 2012 killing of four Americans in Benghazi, Libya. Despite numerous earlier investigations, the State Department still found 15,000 pages of previously undisclosed Benghazi documents to turn over to a congressional select committee last summer. That's when lawmakers discovered that Clinton had relied on a personal email account as secretary. This week, the select committee, chaired by Republican Trey Gowdy, issued subpoenas for any other Benghazi communications that might be stored on Clinton's personal server.
The State Department does not have all of Secretary Clinton's emails on its servers. Only she has a complete record. And the committee is going to have to go to her and her attorneys and her email providers to ensure we have access to everything the American people are entitled to know.
Gowdy and others are also asking what the White House knew about Clinton's email habits and whether she'd broken any rules by using a private account. White House spokesman Josh Earnest suggests Clinton is in compliance with the Federal Records Act now, but he adds a big qualifier, saying that's true if the 55,000 pages Clinton and her staff turned over is everything.
I don't mean to suggest that I somehow think they're not being honest. I'm just making it clear that was not a task that was performed by an Obama administration official. It was a task that was performed by Secretary Clinton or someone on her team.
Earnest is choosing his words carefully there as he tries to both protect the president and avoid hurting Hillary Clinton. Chris Lehane faced a similar challenge 15 years ago, working on Al Gore's campaign, as the former vice president tried to emerge from Bill Clinton's shadow. Lehane says the trick is to put some distance between the politicians, but not too much.
You have two different entities who are being asked a lot of questions, and sometimes the information that one has may not be the same as the information that the other has, and that can be a challenge. This is one of those situations where everyone really needs to make sure they have their dancing shoes strapped on and tied tight.
Even before the email controversy, Hillary Clinton was taking steps to distinguish her views on foreign policy from Obama's. But presidential historian Julian Zelizer of Princeton says, like it or not, these one-time rivals turned administration colleagues now have their political fortunes tied up together.
The problems of the president become the problems of Hillary Clinton, and the scandal now of Hillary Clinton or any controversy with her will be tied to the administration. And so they're trying to separate themselves without discrediting themselves.
And since neither Clinton nor Obama can fully control what the other does, both will have to stay on their toes. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.